A shadow shifted at the far end. The ribs trembled. Something enormous straightened to its full height.
"You walk loudly,"
came a voice, like grinding boulders.
"For creatures so small."
The troll stepped into the torchlight, gray skin crisscrossed with scars, eyes glowing faint amber. Durgan lifted his axe.
"Oh, good. It talks."
The troll blinked slowly.
"Of course I talk. I'm not a goat."
Rowan held out a hand, steadying the dwarf.
"We seek passage. Nothing more."
The troll leaned closer. The entire bridge creaked.
"Passage cost."
Cyrillus tilted her head. "And what currency does a bridge keeper favor?" The troll sniffed the air.
"Stories."
Durgan barked a laugh.
"You want a bedtime tale?"
Before the troll could answer, a shrill voice piped up from beneath the bridge.
"Don't give him stories. He eats stories. Mike seems strong."
A wiry goblin scrambled up between the ribs, eyes wild. The troll sighed heavily.
I told you to stop warning them,"
the goblin hissed.
"They never listen anyway."
Rowan blinked.
"You eat stories?"
The troll nodded once.
"They taste of courage, of fear, of memory."
He leaned closer, voice dropping.
"Tell me your greatest failure, and you may pass."
Silence settled over the bridge. Durgan swallowed. Cyrillus looked away. Rowan stepped forward.
"Fine," he said quietly. "But you'd better be listening."
The troll smiled.
"Oh, Captain, as always am."